Paul.
Hey, take it easy. I might be spotted.
Doesn't make any difference now. Where's your car?
Across the street.
Let's go.
Look out for the traffic, Perry. Golly.
Let them look out.
Hey, what happened up there?
I'll explain in the car. Come on, get in.
Listen, I've got boys reporting back.
Let them report later.
All right. Where to?
You remember where May Grant was held prisoner?
Yes.
All right, then. Get there, fast. You got that 25 caliber automatic with you?
Yeah, in my pocket.
Good. Della, hand me the telephone.
Wait till I get around the corner, Perry.
All right.
Okay. How fast shall I go?
You're driving.
All right.
Here's the phone, Perry.
Thank you.
Paul!
Don't bother the man, Della. He's busy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Bill, Perry Mason.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mason.
Bill, I'm calling from a moving car.
Say that
what?
Again.
From a moving... Oh, all right.
I can't hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
Good. Now, Bill, can you leave Dory?
Leave? Well, yes, I suppose I could. The housekeeper's here. Yes.
All right. You remember where May was held prisoner?
Yeah, I remember.
Can you meet me there?
Yes.
All right. Be there as fast as you can and come inside the apartment. We'll be waiting.
All right.
Oh, and Bill, bring your checkbook.
What?
Your checkbook.
Sure, all right.
That's all. But hurry. I'll be there before you can get there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here, Della, put this back on the hook. All right, you can speed up now, Paul. I finished talking. This is it.
Nobody around.
Locked. Well, I'll go downstairs, see if I can talk to Super and let him have a pass key.
No.
What?
We don't talk to anyone.
Uh-oh. I know what that means.
I've got a pocket flashlight, Paul.
No, I don't need it. I think I've got a gimmick here that'll work. Yeah. It'll fit, but don't know if it'll turn.
Well?
No, have to force it.
Well, then don't stand there talking about it.
Anybody coming?
No.
Well, here goes. Well, not a neat job.
But effective. Let's go in.
Want the lights on?
No, not till the blinds are closed.
I'll get those.
All right. Well, here we are.
Oh, I see they've cleaned the place up.
Yeah. New rug on the floor.
Yes. But look, they forgot to fill in the plaster over this bullet hole.
When you two get through admiring the scenery.
Hmm? Oh, okay.
Della, see if you can find a wash pail in the kitchen pantry.
Okay, fill it with water?
No. I'm going to stuff a sofa pillow into it.
Right, Della.
Let me see that gun, Paul.
And here.
Is it loaded?
Well, the clip's loaded. You got to jack one bullet in the chamber before it'll fire.
Mm-hmm. Now.
I found this galvanized iron bucket.
That's perfect. Just put it down, Della. Now, I think this pillow will do.
Pillow's going to look awful silly when...
You won't see it. Okay, Paul. Outside.
Right.
I'll start firing just 1 minute after you walk out of that door.
Right. Starting now.
I'll fire at 1 second intervals, just as we planned.
I beat it back in here as soon as you and Della get through killing that pillow.
That's it.
Oh, here's Mr. Grant, Perry.
Good. Send him in. Oh, 1 minute. In just 1 minute from now, Paul.
I'll be listening.
I came as quickly as I could, Mr.
Well, that's a gun.
Yes.
You keeping time, Della?
Yes, 50 seconds.
It's a little early, Bill, so you can watch this experiment.
What?
45 seconds.
You heard Lieutenant Trag's testimony?
Sure, yes,
The murder was reported by a woman who claimed she heard the shots from outside.
35 seconds.
I don't think that she did. Now, this gun is the same model as the one Blanc was killed with.
And Mr. Drake is out front.
No, not out front. Just out in the corridor. And Mr. Drake has excellent hearing.
20 seconds.
If Paul doesn't hear, that proves that she didn't hear.
And if she didn't?
As far as I'm concerned, then that's proof that...
10 seconds, Perry.
Now, you better stand aside, Bill. There.
5 seconds, Perry. 4, 3, 2, 1...
Now, we'll know.
Know what?
I talked to Gedrides tonight. You notice I say I talked.
Yes, I think he would have if we'd given him long enough, but...
I don't think so. I think he wanted to come clean, but he didn't dare.
Didn't dare? Oh, you mean a threat?
Some kind of a threat. Probably a threat to his family.
Well, if you know that, my...
Bill. Valeria Gedrides was chosen. Carefully chosen. Oh.
Paul? Well, didn't you fire? Oh, you don't have to answer. I can see the pellet.
Well, you don't have to answer our question. You didn't hear the shots.
No, and it was quiet in the corridor.
There you have it.
Look, you're all leaving me far behind.
You'll get used to it.
Gedrades was chosen?
Chosen. By the woman who telephoned in a report of the murder.
Oh.
That same woman telephoned you and first told you Dory was not your child.
Oh, I see. I was beginning to think there wasn't any such...
Well, this proves it. Proves there's a woman in the background. A woman who reported a shot she could not have heard.
Unless she'd been in here.
Thought we had a hot lead on her once.
Yes, the superintendent of Mr. Carlo's apartment building.
They had to rule her out.
I am not ruling anybody out. And that includes Anna Hurley.
Yeah, but Perry...
Mr. Mason, if you suspect no particular person...
Then I have to suspect everyone. The fact remains that somebody, and I think it is a woman, has masterminded everything that's happened to me.
Somebody hidden and evil. Somebody moving people around like puppets.
For instance, Gedrades. Matt. It all comes back to that someone.
We've been working a month without a trace.
Mm.
You've got an idea, Mr. Mason?
I have. But I need your help.
Of course, I'll do anything I can possibly do.
No, wait. Let me tell you. I'm going to take a chance. I can't explain what I'm going to do to you or Paul or anybody because... Well, never mind.
Because if it goes wrong, you'll have full responsibility.
Skip it. Bill, here is as much as I want you to know. I'm going to take a chance not only with myself, but with May. Now, you will have to stand by in ignorance. See things happen that you won't understand. You'll have to stand by ready to help, if I ask you to help, and without a question.
Well, this chance, it's a real chance to save my wife?
The only chance I see right now to save her, in time.
All right, Miss Mason.
That's a big thing. Once I start it, I have to play it out.
I said all right.
I'm asking complete trust and faith. Without quibble or question.
All right, I know. I'll do whatever you say. Nothing or anything.
Good. You can start by doing something.
What?
You brought your checkbook?
Check. Well, yes.
You got $1,000 in the bank?
Oh, yes, in our special joint account.
All right, sit down at that desk and make out a check payable to Perry Mason for $1,000.
You understand, May will have to countersign it. It's a joint account.
It's better. And she'll sign it. Oh, well, leave the date blank.
All right. Who shall I make it payable to?
I told you. Me.
What?
Me. Well?
Let me borrow your pen, Mr. Mason.
Well, Perry Mason is going into action. And don't you wonder what he can be planning that's so risky he won't even tell his own associates what he's about. Then you'll surely want to join us for Monday's important and exciting episode.